So, I think a lot of us have reached that time in the year where whatever action plan we had in the beginning of the year, I mean, it might seem a little bit shaky right now. We might be experiencing a couple of challenges and stuff, but I wanted to share today that a detour doesn't necessarily mean disaster, okay? And take some time to kind of just sit back on the sidelines and reconstruct whatever plan you have or had. A detour will always still get you to your destination, no matter what. It doesn't necessarily mean disaster. You might just have to go through a little bit of an unfamiliar track, but on your way of going through the unfamiliar track, you get out of your comfort zone. Something that is unfamiliar doesn't mean that it's wrong or bad for you. You'll still get to your destination. I say sit back, and as much as you made an action plan, allow yourself to make that reaction plan. To sit back, talk to people, allow yourself to reconstruct whatever plan you had originally, and get to the destination that you originally desired. That's it from my side. Ladies and gentlemen, it's midnight. We're live.
What's up, bro? How you doing? How you doing?
Bro, I'm good in yourself, dude. It's been a minute, bro. People have been complaining, dude. Yes, us, dude. A lot of people have been complaining about like when's the next drop and everything, but we're here. The next drop is now. It's been like
this
what,
is
2 weeks?
One guy called Josh, bro. Like this old cult Josh that literally every day. I mean, sometimes we drop on like Saturday, sometimes Sundays. I think it's been consistently Sunday now. But like if Tuesday comes and there's no drop, Josh will always be my DMs like every single time. So shout out to you, Josh. This episode is for you.
Dude, nah, dude, it's been I don't even want to say what it's been, but it's been. But we're here, we're doing it via correspondence.
If I'm very, very honest, I don't even want to record right now, dude. Like, we're forcing it right now. We're forcing it.
Are you
trying
serious?
To get back into... Yeah, dude, I'm so lazy, bro.
Yeah,
like,
you're
I
lazy.
Do this.
I think
but
the
you
one
gotta
thing is
force
getting
yourself
out
and
of a
get back
passion.
into that rhythm.
Yes,
Come
that's the
again?
one thing. It's one of those things where, like, if you go out of rhythm for a week for something, you're... Like, I always tell that to people that, like, once you get consistent in something, like, don't try to do something too often to a point where you burn out. That's why we only record like once a week. We don't like record some of these other podcasters, bro. They do it like however many times they've gotten used to it. So a good balance, but like we never want to get out of like a rhythm. Otherwise, it just becomes like you know, we get lazy.
That's
and stuff
where I
like
am
that, bro.
With the Left Alive. I think on Monday I'm posting a video, but it'll be 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Between since I've last posted, so that's mad. This is because of the rhythm thing, like,
dude. Ach, bro, it's been mad, bro.
But,
it's been mad, but I mean, a lot has been happening in your life, dude, as well, dude. Like, you had to move out and move in to Rez.
Oh, I'm at Rez now, so that's how we're doing it via correspondence, as Joel says.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I always use that word. I'm always like via correspondence. Is that like that's a good term? That's the right term, right?
I don't know. No, I don't even know, bro. To be honest, I just go with it because I know what you mean now. But I would have just said like online. But
online. Via correspondence.
So I have a question, right? I was watching Love Island, and it's these two girls, right? It's these two girls called Millie and Tanya. I don't know if I should be saying their names, but it's whatever. These two girls are like having a chat, right? And this one girl fancies this guy, but he's only 20, and he's saying that he's saving himself for marriage. And so the other girl is like, he's 20, they always think they can save themselves for marriage, right? And then the other one is like, just why don't you just rape him? You know what I'm saying? Like, just rape him. That's what she says. Her words, not. She literally says, just rape him. And then they have a laugh. Ha ha ha. Yeah, they think they always think they can save themselves. No. Like, okay, sheesh. Now, my boys and I are literally watching this as it happens, right? The episode as it broadcasts. And we watched the chat, I mean, Love Island as a group chat. I think it's like two gents and three girls. Yeah. Four girls. Yeah. So it's the six of us. We watch Love Island together every night or every other night. We heard that. And we literally said it on the group chat. We were like, oh man, that's wrong. But you know, nobody's ready for that chat. Like, nobody's ready for that chat. That's like, oh, this girl just made like a rape joke, that's bad or whatever. Like, no. Like, obviously most of the time it's guys making these types of jokes, but I don't know, sometimes it feels like people get away with it, like girls get away with it when they make like similar or worse jokes. But But wait, dude. So, you know that there's that Instagram account called Keep the Energy?
Yeah.
Yeah, where they basically, like, just bad stuff that's happening around the world, they basically raise awareness around it. So they posted this clip. They literally got the clip. Love Island edited it out after the first airing because it got a little bit of spark on the TL.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they posted on that Keep the Energy thing, and they just like a couple of paragraphs talking about that whole thing, and I was like, yeah, 100%, keep the energy, keep that energy. That I feel like rape is, it's a bad thing, right? And if like, this is not like a men against women thing. This is like people against rape thing. You know what I'm saying? This is a men and women. Human beings against rape. So like now, if we're gonna like, if something like that is acceptable because it's from like, you know, female, then it's acceptable.
I don't think it's acceptable. Like, I always say that, like, first of all, what she said was wrong. I also saw it. I never did a lot of research into it or anything. Like, I think I just saw it in passing. Like, I think I was out with a couple of friends and I was on Twitter for like 2 seconds and I saw it and I was like, okay, look, I'll go check it out later. So it didn't really flood my TL as much. But it is wrong. I think that a lot of the times when women speak about things like this, like, one thing that a lot of women, that I've come across, I'm basically just talking about like personally, is a lot of women are against it. And I think that it's fair to say that because they see what it is like to have had, not necessarily been raped, but like sexually assaulted. Like, there's a lot of women that have been sexually assaulted in any and every, in various ways. I don't think that it's, from a male's perspective, it's as prominent as women, of course. Like, when you look at the numbers, those are the facts. That's exactly why, like, a situation like when a woman makes a rape joke, a lot of people kind of just pass it by. Not necessarily because, they're not against it, but because it's like, it's not like if a male makes a rape joke in South Africa's current climate, it's very bad because, I mean, you know what's going on right now in terms of gender-based violence, right? And it's not to say that Millie shouldn't be held accountable. She really should for such a joke. Like, it's wrong in each and every single aspect. But I can see why society is willing to kind of not let it slide, but like kind of be like, oh yeah, Millie's in that situation, only because were clouded by a lot of the stuff that men have done, and a lot of men have done a lot of worse stuff and haven't been held accountable for it, right? So I'm not saying that Millie shouldn't be whatever, but I am saying that I can kind of see why it's like, oh, Millie said this and nobody's really talking much about it, because right now we're trying to focus on the very big issue, which is men as a whole, you know? Like, I think it is wrong, and I think that I think people literally saw the reaction as soon as you said that, like, rape, especially because I didn't know where this was going. Like, I literally didn't know. I only saw the Millie part, not necessarily before, but I did see, like, obviously keeping yourself a marriage and stuff like that, like, Alright, so I was saying that, like, especially when it comes to like the whole virgin chat, and you know, I always come across people that obviously aren't really on that same what's it called, mission, or or they just don't believe in the same thing, which is okay, because like I do feel like it really is a personal decision. I don't hold, like, as much as I would love people to live the life that I live in terms of a moral standpoint, like, I'm not necessarily going to bash whatever you bash. But, like, I think that, like, not just condemning people for whatever they believe in and trying to get them to move astray is terrible, especially when it comes to something like this. Like, I don't want to be, I wouldn't want to be raped just because I believe that I should keep myself for marriage. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If that's my belief, then that's my belief. Like, don't try to, like, do anything. Like, and if I, look, if I date you and I end up giving you consent, right? Like, don't have the mindset where I'm going to convince this gent otherwise or this individual otherwise. Do you get what I'm saying? Like if that's the case, then that is like legit, like being a poacher and like premeditated. You get what I'm saying? Like with me, that's what I believe. I believe that, nah, like, you know what I'm saying? If I'm not going to, then I'm not going to, and I'm going to enter whatever situation like that. And just don't be the type of person to be like, I'm gonna be the girl to actually change his mind. You get what I'm saying? And I guess that's it. Because I'm pretty sure you deserve the same respect whenever it comes to whatever you believe in. You get what I'm saying?
100%. You actually said something interesting, which brings me on to my next question, right? Mm-hmm. My next question is, can women be sexist? Right?
Can women be sexist?
How, like, this is, I don't know if it's a general consensus. I hope it's not general consensus, because I don't believe it. But, like, there's this notion that black people can't be racist.
Yeah.
You know? Because of, you know, the past, basically.
Black people can't. Yeah.
I don't believe, like I said, I don't believe it.
Okay.
I understand. I think black people can and are racist.
It all stems from the definition of what racism is and what sexism is as a whole. Like, I always say that you always have to go down to the root, right? Like, especially with the racism chat, like, a lot of people's definitions of racism differ. So, like, I can't, like, me, I don't know what to believe, but I can make sense of what other people believe from their standpoint. You get what I'm saying? Like, If your definition of racism is, what's it called, just premeditated and the root, like, let's say, okay, I'm not going to use technical terms now. I'm just going to say, like, a lot of people's definition of racism is legit the discrimination towards somebody under no basis. Like, you basically hate, like, I basically hate white people because I woke up in the morning and I decided they're beneath me, right? Then if that's the definition, right, then by definition, black people aren't racist, right? The reason why is because a black man's hatred towards a white person is based on something like systemic, because of segregation, because of apartheid, because of something that white people did. A white man's hatred for a black individual very oftentimes is based on an inherent belief that they're just beneath us, just because we woke up one morning and we thought, hey, they're beneath us. But it's based on that definition of racism, right? But if the definition is more based on discrimination just on your skin color, in the sense of, oh, what's it called? I don't know, just discrimination. You get what I'm saying, as a whole?
Okay.
Then it differs. You get what I'm saying?
So let me get this straight. You're saying that if our definition of racism is basically discrimination against someone for no reason, then black people can't be racist because black people have a reason.
I believe that it is more like anger than it is racism. Do you get what I'm saying? In that context, yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? Okay. So it's based on, no, I hate you because you hate me for no reason. And you're doing this to me for no reason. Like, you think I'm below you for no reason, whatever the case may be. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not based on,
Okay, so this is not the point. This is merely a checkpoint, right?
Yes.
Because the final destination is, can women be sexist? Right?
Yes.
Because now that you've made that point, I think it's great actually building up to the question, because women have been like, there's been injustice towards women throughout history.
Yes.
Right? So I guess you could say that women have a reason to discriminate. Like, it's not discrimination without a reason. It's if a woman is discriminatory to a man, they could say that, but I have a reason.
Yes.
So then could you make the point that women can't be sexist?
Okay. So,
in the same way that black people can't be racist.
So the best part about being a black man for me, right, is I get to look at things from both perspectives. I haven't done much research into both of this. So please, guys, if you're watching this right now, like, please don't take my opinion and say that it's the only opinion. If you want to educate me, please do send me links or whatever. I really don't mind, because half of the stuff I say is based on a lot of my personal experience, and I don't sit at home every single week just doing research on this type of stuff, okay? Merely because my focus on educating myself is on a bunch of other stuff. Like, I'm an engineering student. I'm going to study that. I love that. So basically, one thing that I've found is the best thing about being a black male is I get to look at things from both perspectives. Like, from a black perspective, we've been oppressed. I mean, we're kind of on the negative side of being down looked like, in historical sense, like, we've been looked down on, segregation and all that. And also from a male perspective, I've had the privilege, you get what I'm saying? Like, I can go outside at 11 o'clock and not necessarily worried about being sexually assaulted, or even broad daylight. I can just walk around and not necessarily be objectified as much as women have been objectified in that sense. You get what I'm saying? So I can look at things from both perspectives. And one thing that I've noticed is that I remember seeing somebody share this one video and say, because of society and how, like, women are obviously fighting for their rights in the workplace, in each and every single environment, this one girl literally said that, like, it has led her to a point where she opens social media, she sees all that, she just gets riled up. So whenever she sees, like, men are trash, right? And this is not in any way, like, disrespecting the whole men are trash narrative, but she's gotten to a point where whenever she sees all that, she feels, like, hatred towards men, like an unhealthy hatred. Like, she could be going to the mall and she just sees men and she's just angry. You get what I'm saying? Because they're breathing, because they're living and everything. And I think that is where it becomes sexism, and where it becomes a very toxic form of it just becomes toxic as a whole, because the whole point of feminism and everything is to educate and to bring about equality, but it can become toxic. And I feel like it's the same with the Black Lives Matter movement. You never really want to get to a point where you're like, I absolutely hate white people. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you never want to get to a point in your life where you're like, no, you don't, where you just disdain white people, because that's not what the point of Black Lives Matter is. I feel like it should be about equality. It should be about raising awareness for inequality and stuff like that. So to answer your question, I can't give you like a set answer. I could say yes, right? But
Nick,
it's very. I could say
no
yes.
You just talk for 10
but
minutes.
It's very.
No.
I can't give
answer.
You a set. I can't. Okay. My answer would be yes, but it has to be. It's very situational. I remember there was a white guy that literally asked me, "Do you believe that black people can be racist?" I'm like, I can give you an easy yes or no question, but I feel like answer. Sorry. But I feel like your question is very situational. Like, you want to ask me a question based on a specific situation that you've been in where you felt a black person was being racist, but I need to challenge the situation itself so that you kind of can conclude on your own. Do you get what I'm saying? And that's why for the people at home watching, wherever you're watching, if you want an answer, it really is situational. That's why I gave that example of that girl that literally just felt as if like everything she watched just makes her feel angry, which could lead to women just being sexist as a whole. But like, I strongly believe that women don't, because of the way society is built, women, even if women were sexist, they don't have the power to perform sexism as much as men do. Like, I can be sexist and get it. I can be sexist, but if a woman is sexist towards me, I'm just there like, I can just be sexist back, and it would be more hurtful to her than it would be to me. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
I have power.
You get what I'm saying? Power is the difference, and that's why it's hard for even if a black man is racist towards a white person has more power in terms of being racist towards a black person. Like, you can call me, a white person calls me the K word, kafir, sorry, I'm sorry for the language, it's bad, but if I call
them... You said the K word.
Sorry, just to explain.
Okay. I apologize,
but like, I mean, like, I feel like I could say it. But like, yeah, you get what I'm saying? Like, if I say it, I'll bleep it out, okay? If I say it, like, if I call them like any other like thing, I'm not saying it's bad, but I don't think they'll get as offended as a black person would, because it's not, because there's historical weight to it. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can't call a white person anything that would offend them to a point, like, it would offend them, but like, because of the history of,
you call them privileged.
Yeah, I mean, it is, because I mean, like, look, even as a man, like, a woman can literally call me, like, I've never been offended by men or trash, right? I've never been offended by men or trash, because I've understood, and it's not like you can call me names, but it doesn't really change the situation that women are in. I'm not trying to be rude, but like, I can imagine, like, for a white person, like a black person can be angry at them, but like, it's not going to change the fact that like, historically they've taken land, they're good. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's like a privileged white person being told by a black person all this and that. I'm like, look, I'm still gonna have my dad's money, I'm still gonna be good, I'm still gonna be good, but like, with you, you're gonna have to work even like twice as hard to get to where I currently am from just waking up and being born white. Do you get what I'm saying? So like, for me, it's a thing where like, it's very situational and stuff like that. So yes, they can be sexist, but I don't think that they have the power, and because they don't have that power, they're not necessarily held accountable and held responsible, because we heard from the Spider-Man movies, with great power comes great responsibility, and because they don't have
the power. That's my favorite movie quote, bro.
Yeah, dude, and it's true, because bro, like, if I have power, I have a lot of responsibility, and that's why I'm not trying to be rude, but like, a lot of women can get away from being with being sexist, because they don't have that much power in the sense, because of patriarchy and stuff like that. Like, and even that, like, in my opinion, of course, like, black people can also just get away from being racist, because we don't have that much power. And number one, it's society right now is focused on racism towards black people. You get what I'm saying? Like, black has become, even for like companies and stuff, being black has become a trend. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's become a thing of like, we're forcing it, which is good. Like, I want us to claim it, but like, I feel like now it's more of like a marketing strategy more than it is like addressing inequalities of the past. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's become more of a trend than it is anything. Like, I remember when I was a kid, being foreign, right? This is just my personal experience. Like, I remember I used to sometimes get made fun of because I was like Congolese and stuff like that. I feel like it was a little bit of Afrophobia in a sense. But like now, everybody's like, I want a Congolese man, or I want a foreign man, yeah. I want this and that. So now it's become like accepted in society. And I'm still like, look, as much as it's good to be on the winning side right now, I just don't like how y'all played with my heart there. Like when I was in primary school, you were busy telling me that, oh, you came on a crocodile. I'm like, what? I came on what? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not true. Like, and, you know, making me hide my names and stuff
they,
like
they
that.
They had you in the first 37 minutes, my boy.
Bro, they really did. Like, I mean, they had me in the first half. But, like, even now, like, people are proud of their African names and stuff like that. And, like, I've always been proud. But at the same time, like, now it's easy to be proud because it's a trend. Do you get what I'm saying? It's easy to now feel and be African in Africa because, like, wow, everybody's now more accepting. But back then, you kind of just had to be like, should I tell people about my third name or not? Should I mention it? Nah, I don't think it's a thing I should do. Whatever the case may be, bro. Like, so, yeah, I guess it's just... Yeah, there's a lot of factors. That's why I can't, like, I don't
what
like...
What is your third name?
My third name. Okay, I'm going to say my full name. Okay, ooh, no, I don't like saying my third name, not because I'm embarrassed of it, but because it's something that only close people know, and it's a privilege. You know, it should be a privilege to know my third name, right? But one thing, I will tell you the first two. Okay, it's Joel Antoine.
We don't care.
Miro.
We don't care. It was the third one or nothing, nigga.
No, but I'll tell you. I'll tell you. I mean, like, I'll tell all my friends. But it's not even like I'm embarrassed about it. But
no,
like, it's...
we want to know. We.
It's like...
Midnight Mixtape. Want to know.
I mean, like, if there's enough people... let's put it like this. If 20 people comment under this pic, under this thing... 20 different people comment, right? Then I will definitely share my third name. Boy.
I want it, my nigga.
Yeah, but... Oh, bro, but I gave my opinion and everything. What's your opinion on, like, the whole sexism?
I mean, I think you're right about it being situational, because I feel like if, say, for example, a woman starts up a company and she's like, okay, no, let's put it this way. If a man starts up a company and he's like, we don't employ women, that's sexism, fully. Yeah. But if a woman starts up a company and say, we don't employ men, that's not sexism, that's like women empowerment, you know what I'm saying? Because like in the past...
Yeah, you're like, addressing
I
it.
Hope, I would hope that in that company that this woman would pay these women fairly and all that stuff, because we know of the past injustice that like women...
And it would make sense. I wouldn't be offended.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's other markets I can get into it, bro. Like, I'm good.
Precisely. It's the same way. It's like BEE, right?
Yeah.
It's like Black Economic Empowerment, where basically the economy, well, the government set out this act to, like, I don't know, you know BEE, man. But basically, BEE was like, okay.
You know BEE, man.
We're gonna empower and hopefully enrich Black people so that they can to hopefully one day put them on a level playing field as the white man, right? Because obviously the past has put us on different playing fields. Okay, cool. So if a woman does that and says, I'm starting a company, I'm not employing any men, and that's because I'm trying to empower women and give women jobs, yo, that's good on you. That's not racist at all. But I feel like there are situations where like a Black person can be racist and a woman can be sexist. Mm-hmm. Can I give you an example now?
Please. I actually want to see, because like I'm trying to play it out and I can't think of anything at the moment, bro. Like, I'm gonna be honest, it's not common.
Like. In my opinion, right? This is my opinion again.
Yeah.
But like, I remember this one time I was walking out of campus and EFF was like doing these election things, and like this one EFF leader, they had like the bus and then they get on the bus and the speakers and they have the mic. I just made them sound barbaric. They're just politicians. But like, so he was like, I don't know if it's campaigning or what, but like basically he was saying very, very, very uncomfortable things about white people. I feel like it's one thing if you say, like, if you spit facts, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Spit facts, like, yeah, I mean, white people are rich, white people are like, yeah, they pretty much, you can even go as far as to say maybe they control the economy, or they're definitely privileged, they have it better than us in general. They, you know, you can say all of this stuff, spit facts. But he was going on to say stuff like, white people are evil. Mm-hmm. They like intentionally, basically oppress black people. And while that, like, yeah, white people oppress black people in the past, there was this insinuation that it's like, it wasn't a general thing. It was a entire population thing, like the entire population of white people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that insinuation was like, I'm not cool with that. Like, and this is me like walking past, and I'm like, sheesh, that is wrong, dude. To say that white people are evil and white people should leave, and white people, like, we're taking the country back so that we're kicking these white people out. I was like, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. Man.
I don't know. It's very different because, you know, as a Christian, like, it's very, like, hard to kind of conclude on what's best and what is not best.
Yeah, because we've been taught to forgive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So these past injustices that have been done to us.
But I feel like...
We're according to our, like, our...
Moral code.
We ought to forgive, and we can't hold anybody against their past wrongs.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's true.
Yeah, we want to work together to fix them, but like, as a Christian, of course, I'm like, okay, I mean, yeah, did white people do some bad stuff in the past? 100%. Does that mean that they're evil? I don't think so. I mean, technically, we're all inherently evil, but... also, should we kick them out of the country? No, of course not, you know? But, like, ultimately, I can't think of a situation where...
No, but it makes sense.
Personally, I don't think I've ever been... I've experienced sexism. I don't think I have. I think I'd know if I had.
No, but
and it's so true. It's difficult to like come up with a scenario.
Yeah, that's
and hence
true.
The question.
No, that makes sense, bro. Like I understand. It actually makes sense. But like I mean, dude, like as I said, a lot of the situations it feels like situational, and I think that one of the biggest things is that I continue learning, and like the most important thing, one of the things that I've actually learned this past week is that always try to listen to both sides, because if you only focus on one narrative, you're doing something that generationally we've all done wrong. Like I always say that, like, one of the biggest complaints that our generation has over our parents is the fact that they're not necessarily teachable. Like they don't necessarily listen in the sense of hear me out, let me like understand that your normal conservative perspective is wrong, or like they don't want to listen and accept, and it's hard to get that, and we don't want to make the same mistake by not listening to both sides. And number two, like allowing ourselves to accept that, okay, look, two narratives can live. It's not like one narrative is wrong, is right, and then every other narrative is wrong. Like, two narratives can be true. But we, and that's the only way that we're going to grow, actually, just from actually listening to both sides and understanding things from also like a situation type of base thing, because laws have a lot of sub laws as well to it. You know, like, you have a lot of like requirements under laws and stuff like that. So you can't just say, this is it. You get what I'm saying? Like, no, like there's always exceptions to some situations because of whatever. So yeah, I guess that's, That how it be sometimes, bro. That's how it be sometimes, bro. But yeah, yeah, dude.
100%.
Yeah.
Listen, man. That was insightful and insightful conversation.
Bro, dude, it's been fun, dude. And I'm really excited for us to like kind of just for the. For the listeners, not the fans. For the listeners, for the watchers, yes, we are going to be doing a lot of our podcasts via correspondence now. We've reached that stage where, like, it was nice when we were on holiday and stuff like that. And also, Lefa moved out. It was cute. It was nice. It was fun. But we'll get everything. Will be all right. We're gonna be all right. At some stage. Alright, so fam, Lefa left us because of some camera situations. That's the one thing about doing things via correspondence, eh? That's the one thing that I really do hate about it. But in any ways, guys, it was really, as Lefa would say, it's an amazing, this has been an amazing experience, guys. And then he just like bats his eyes. Sorry, like I'm on the call with him now, so he's still laughing. Guys, it's been an amazing experience. Please go check out The Lefa Life. You know where to find us as well. Sevenfold Studios, Joel Miro, and Lefa Graham. And guys. What's it called? Yeah, like he said, glory, glory, Chelsea. Chelsea won last night. And then, like, just he bats his eyes, he does his whole, in any case, keep doing the most with the Most High.